Good morning, Stokey family. It's an absolute joy and honour to be able to speak with you and share a thought this morning. I know I'm not the only one who can't believe how our lives have changed in the last 2 months. So many of the everyday things that we took for granted, shopping, going to work or school, church fellowship, seeing family and friends, we just can't do anymore. Not to mention the special, once-in-a-lifetime things that we had planned and worked for, all snatched away. My question is, have these changes, will these changes, make us bitter or better? Let's pray. Father God, we count it a privilege to come before you this morning. We thank you for the gift of life, for health in its varying degrees, for family, for friends, for food and shelter. We thank you for the forgiveness of sin and the gift of salvation. We remember those of our community and our congregation whose hearts are hurting and broken. Father God, I ask that you send the Comforter to guard, to guide and to protect them, to bear them up and to help us all focus on you. Lord, we pray that you accept our worship, that you will pour out on us a blessing so that we can be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, bitter or better? Life's experiences can make you cold. You know how it feels when you have worked so hard and then someone comes along and doesn't even acknowledge the effort that you've made or your worth. Or even worse, when that person you thought was that special one breaks your heart and walks away. Rehearsing that disappointment over and over in your mind has the ability to make you bitter. This morning, just for a moment, I'd like to reflect on some Bible characters who responded to life's hard knocks by getting better, not bitter. I just love the little maid in the story of Naaman. She had been trafficked from her home. She was in slavery, probably with no hope of ever seeing her parents and family again. I know that I would have been full of resentment, dare I say bitter. But this young girl, not even named within the story, does not allow bitterness to rob Naaman of his healing and restoration. She is instead better than her situation, and in turn a blessing. When I meet her in heaven, I want to find out if she was ever rewarded for that act of kindness. And what about Joseph? Now that is a classic. How many of us wouldn't have taken the opportunity to get even with our siblings and wreak havoc on their lives? Joseph had all those years in prison to replay the hurt, but he didn't allow his life experience to make him bitter. Instead, he became better and was a blessing to his family and the nation. The story of the widow of Zarephath and her son. She made Elisha bread out of her last portion of flour and oil, given to him first. I just don't know how she would have been able to give to a stranger before providing for herself and her child. But by not allowing the situation to make her selfish and bitter, her outcome was better than she could have imagined. You will be able to think of others, and maybe you have a favourite character whose life is documented within the scriptures, who in spite of personal circumstances became better, not bitter. We have experienced things in the last few weeks that has and will change us. We've been touched by disappointment, by disaster, by disease and by death. A writer said that God sometimes leads us to a bitter place to bring us to a better blessing. At other times, we are used to help someone in a bitter place to get to a better place and to be their blessing. I don't know if you're a glass half full or a glass half empty type of person. I have to admit that my natural tendency is to think pessimistically. But I thank God that He is working in and on me, and I can feel a change coming. I heard a sermon that said, "Your wounds will become your ministry, and nothing will be wasted. The choice is yours as to whether you become bitter by your brokenness or better." In that same sermon, the pastor encouraged us to trust the heart of God when we don't understand the hand of God. The heart of Father God says that He will help you, that He will guide you, and that He will protect you. Jesus said that He is with you always. He says that He is our God. He promises that His compassion will not fail, and that He will bestow new mercies each and every morning. With those promises and reassurances, how can we be bitter? We know that we cry at night, but joy is promised in the morning. When the weeping and lockdown is over, I want to be better. I want to have been a blessing. I want to have been an instrument of peace and a conduit of God's love. I invite you to make that commitment with me. Choose to live in the fullness of God's love. Let's practice better over bitter. Father God, I thank You for being the God of second chances. Thank You that our failures are not final with You. Please grant us Your grace. Forgive the attitudes that we have that are unlike You. Change our hearts and minds from vessels of bitterness to vessels of blessings. Thank You for being our God. Thank You, Father, that even when our church is closed, we still have an opportunity for worship. Bless our leaders and our members. Grant Your divine healing to those who are sick and comfort to the lonely. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Grant us Your protection. Extend Your wings over our homes and our families. In Jesus' name, amen.